The presidential transition means major change in Washington, but it's also an opportunity to lock in knowledge from the C-suite level down to cubicles. The ones taking the torch for this effort, knowledge managers. We get more on that now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, who joins us in studio. Hi, Meredith.
Hi, Jared.
So how is this this transition an opportunity exactly for knowledge managers?
The presidential transition is something that gets thought about probably as much as the election itself. There are probably people out there right now thinking about the 2020 transition. And the knowledge managers that I talked to this week say that's probably not such a bad idea. For those who aren't familiar with the term knowledge management, this is an area that involves capturing, adapting, reusing organizational knowledge. Back in all of our anthropology and sociology classes in college, we learned about how storytelling was a way to capture or pass on a community's history and culture. And that's kind of what these knowledge managers do in a federal office. They're the ones in charge of the institutional knowledge of an agency. And these people can have an official C-suite title, or they can be like your office mate Bob, who's just worked there for 50 years. But these CKOs, part of their job is to talk with those longtime employees to get that information before they retire, or in this case, lose people to an administration change. That's where the presidential transition can be helpful, because it kind of resets a button for those knowledge managers and officers. Here's Art Schlussel, a former CKO with the Army, who spoke at a Digital Government Institute conference this week.
Well, they should be thinking, as they should always be thinking, how is my knowledge going to get transferred going forward? At some point, somebody is going to leave, somebody is going to retire. And so it's probably even more highlighted at this point in time. No matter where you sit in the federal government, there's going to be transition and change. And so you should always think about, what do I need to codify? What do I need to tell other people? What do I need to do to make sure that what I know gets transferred on to either the new administration, or the person taking my place, or the person that's taking my place when I'm on vacation? So quite simply, it's just always thinking ahead, who else needs to know, who needs to know what, and probably right now with the upcoming election, what do I need to know that I don't know that's going to help me to do my job if there is major change once the election takes place?
One of the things that someone can do, no matter what GS level they're at, is talk to their supervisors. Schlussel says it's important to know the priorities and concerns of leadership because they're the ones who are going to be steering the ship through the change in administration. Bill Kaplan, he runs a knowledge management company here in Northern Virginia, says having the ear of senior leaders is so important that a CKO should actually always have a seat on the executive table.
The knowledge management organization, the governance structure, if it's a chief knowledge officer, a vice president of knowledge management, whatever you want to call it, really needs to sit at the highest level of the organization. The chief knowledge officer really does need a seat at the table with the chief financial officer, with the chief technology officer, the CIO, the human capital officer. And the reason that is because each of those different functional areas, each of those leadership positions are all accountable for a different asset in the organization. Why would you not have someone accountable for the knowledge of the organization?
And again, that's Bill Kaplan from the firm Working Knowledge. We're talking with Meredith Summers. And Meredith, what advice have you been hearing from CKOs about the transition?
Well, Kaplan says the presidential transition is a good place to talk about the value of learning, but if knowledge managers and employees are just starting to focus now, it's probably too late.
One of the first things that the people involved with this should be doing is reviewing the knowledge associated with presidential transitions in the past. What were the things that were effective and worked, and why did they work? What were the things that turned out not? The tendency is to say what went wrong. But the much better question, the way to frame it is, what turned out differently from planned? Why did it turn out differently? And what was learned that can be used to improve the process in the future?
That's Bill Kaplan of Working Knowledge. And he says, ideally, once a transition is complete, right away the transition team would sit down for a retrospective to talk about the objectives and measures of success. And that way there would be some standard to build on for the next transition team, whether that's 4 or 8 years from now. But that doesn't mean CKOs should only be concerned about transferring information every presidential election. Schlussel says knowledge managers need to tell a story that explains why knowledge management is important in an office. Look at the end result, how an organization is going to look, how are people going to operate, how's the office going to improve. But he also warns that you don't want to turn this transfer into an IT solution or a lessons learned center.
There are human issues that come into play. There are process issues that come into play. And by knowing where you want to be at the end and trying to have the shared vision of what it's going to look like through storytelling or con ops or some other methodology, you can finally, you know, start exposing all these things that are not typically thought of as things that will impact knowledge management, at least to the novice or to the leader, because they're going to have to fund it and they're going to have to make some decisions and they're going to have to really understand what they're getting themselves into, because if they don't, then you're probably not going to achieve that goal down the road.
And again, that's Art Schlussel, a former CKO for the Army. He now works for the FDA, and we've been talking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Thanks a lot, Meredith.
Thanks, Jared.